Hello, patrons. It's about this time of the month that I like to get the next episode of Underwood and Flinch online. But, and I'm sure some of you anticipated as much, I'm not able to do so this month due to the huge amount of podcast editing and recording that I've had to do as a result of the business with Scribble, which resulted in all my podcasts held at that site disappearing from the internet. Now, to be clear, this was my decision. I did it because I wanted full and exclusive control over my back catalogue of novels and stories without having to go through a third party all the time. Why did I do this? Well, I've put a podcast up about this before, but basically it all began when I decided that I wanted to make a podcast exclusively for the Underwood and Flinch saga, featuring all the Underwood and Flinch content in one feed and nothing else. So when the listener finished the first book, they would just run straight on into the second, and so on. This is because, strange as it may seem, people finish... I was looking at the stats at Scribble, and it was clear that people were finishing the first book, and then when I look at the stats for the second, there's a marked drop-off, which suggests that... I don't know. They either hated the first book, but if they hated it, why did they finish it? They either hated the first book, or they simply didn't realise that there was a sequel. I mean, the first book ends pretty clearly and decisively, doesn't it? And there is a notice in the outgoing notes, but if people don't choose to listen to those outgoing notes, then they don't hear it. So having everything in one feed kind of makes sense, doesn't it? People listen to the first one and they just go straight on into the second one. And since Underground has been finished for some time now, there is an argument for me starting to podcast that as well, slowly, to the world at large for free. And obviously the place to do that is in that Underwood and Flinch saga feed. But anyway, the problem... was that I couldn't do that with the podcasts at Scribble because they're technically not mine. They don't belong to me. The content belongs to me, but not the podcast, not the feeds, if you see what I mean. They belong to Scribble. So I couldn't, like, you know, take the first Underwood and Flinch podcast novel and into that add Blood and Smoke and then later on add other episodes on an ongoing basis, because Scribble is not the place for ongoing podcasts or of having two books or more in one feed. It's a place of single title completed podcast audiobooks. So I asked Scribble if they would transfer ownership of the first Underwood and Flinch podcast feed over to me. That way there would be no disruption for the current listeners. I would assume ownership of the podcast and the feed, and therefore I would assume control over it so I could add stuff or delete it as I chose. And I'd also retain all the reviews which that feed has accrued over the last 10 years or so, many of which are, like, really good. But, Scribble declined to do that. So I... basically, if I wanted to have an Underwood and Flinch saga feed, I would have to start one myself from scratch. Now, I didn't want to have my new one and their one in existence at the same time, because obviously that gives people a choice of two. And that's the one with the great reviews and the stars and, you know, the far more active sort of Google presence. So they would get all the traffic and I wouldn't. And there's also, if I wanted to, some way down the line, if I wanted to add my own advertising to the podcast and, you know, maybe make some money, probably not a lot. You probably have to get like a billion downloads before you get that. But if I wanted to do that somewhere down the line, I would be able to. But if there's two podcasts, you know, then I'm never going to get the stats, the numbers, the downloads necessary to be able to get advertising. So I had to have exclusivity, if you see what I mean. So the Scribble Underwood and Flinch feed was going to have to go. But there was no hurry on this, you know, because, you know, it wasn't urgent. So I procrastinated pulling it from Scribble because, you know, it had hundreds of active listeners on it. And if I couldn't, you know, transfer all those over to me, I didn't want to cut them off. I didn't want to just sort of chop off hundreds of listeners because, you know, they're people like you, people who may go on to become patrons. So, you know, I didn't want to lose them all. So I just left it as it was until recently, when I decided I wanted to put After the Plague onto Audible as an exclusive to Audible audiobook release. So I told Scribble then that I wanted to remove After the Plague from their website. Not transfer the feed or anything like that, but just remove it completely. And, well, I can't go into details, but let's just say that things didn't go as smoothly as I would have liked, and it all ended up with me pulling not just After the Plague, but all my content from their website, completely. And so all those listeners got cut off, which was not nice, but, you know, omelette, eggs, can't make one without breaking them. So not an ideal situation, but one that, from my point of view, was completely necessary. And so that is why all my podcasts disappeared from the internet this month. And that's why throughout the weeks since then, I have been doing nothing but re-editing and republishing those podcasts into my personal free podcast feed, my own new HP Lovecraft feed, and soon that new exclusive Underwood and Finch only podcast saga feed. Bah, you may say, that can't have taken all this time. Why is it taking you so long? Surely you could have just thrown all the old podcast files into your feeds as they were. Well, yes, I could have done that, but, you know, these podcasts are like 10 years old, older in some cases. They have intros and outros with me recommending listeners go to websites that don't exist anymore, that offer services that don't exist anymore, social media entities and links that don't exist anymore, ebook editions of my works that don't exist anymore, and so on and so on and so on. Cut a long story short, they are full of chronically outdated information that desperately needed to be changed anyway, and so now is obviously the sensible time to do it. And don't forget that the podcasts that I got from Scribble that I'm putting up there, they've also got Scribble ads on them, so they've all got to be chopped off. It all had to be cut, and new, updated information had to be recorded, edited, and added to the podcast, which then had to be uploaded one by one to their new feeds, each one encoded with meta-tagging information and episode descriptions and so on and so on. It takes ages to do all this stuff. Days, weeks, and 7 days a week at that, and I'm still not finished. I'm working on the final episode of Underwood and Finch Volume 1 today. That's episode 45. And to that episode, both before and after the story content, I'm going to add very clear pointers to people that that episode is not the end of the story. It is only the end of the first part of the saga. And so hopefully that way I won't lose people at the end of Underwood and Finch. What else? Oh, yes, I'm also adding to these podcasts the old Planet UNF listener call-in segments from the original Underwood and Finch podcast as well, because I like them. You know, it's fun. I was listening to them when I was putting them on, and it was fun listening to them again. And also because I told the people who sent those segments in to me at the time that their voices would be on the Underwood and Finch podcast for as long as it existed. So I'm keeping my word to them and making sure their voices remain there. And, you know, it's nice as well to hear different voices other than mine. The whole thing with Planet UNF was that you had all these different accents and people telling you where they lived and things, and they were from all over the place, and it was great. So, basically that's why I haven't been able to get an Underwood and Finch episode out this month. Because without those podcasts out there, especially Underwood and Finch, there would be no more new Patreon patrons signing up to replace those who choose to leave my Patreon. you know, people come and go all the time. And, well, they wouldn't come if there was no original, free Underwood and Finch and Blood and Smoke to lead them here, would they? No, Mike, they wouldn't. So, anyway, all this talk of patrons leaving my Patreon brings me to my next point. And it's one that, believe me, I would prefer not to have to make, but I'm afraid I must. Ladies and gentlemen, all this work that I'm doing at the moment has served to remind me yet again that it was a mistake for me to end that recent Underwood and Finch podcast hiatus. I shouldn't have ended it. I should have just stayed on hiatus as I had intended until Underground is fully edited, the revisions to the texts and the audiobook versions have been done, the ebook and audiobook versions of it are on sale, and then once that's done, I get a full draft of Underwood and Finch Legion written and completed before I resume any kind of regular Underwood and Finch podcasting. But I didn't do that. I felt guilty, you know, about not getting Underwood and Finch podcast episodes out. My conscience was nagging me that I'm a podcast creator on Patreon and I'm not getting the podcasts my patrons really want out to them. Oh, sure, you know, I was doing the hiatus podcast and I was doing episodes for the $5 and $10 level, but that wasn't Underwood and Finch. It wasn't what people wanted. And of course, ironically, making those hiatus podcasts took up a whole bunch of time as well. What I needed to be doing exclusively at that time was the editing of Underground, which I was doing, but it wasn't my exclusive activity at the time, and it was taking me a long time. So I started thinking, you know, hey, maybe I could just, you know, kind of go back to putting out new Underwood and Finch episodes out, you know, do an episode every now and again. And so I did that, stupidly confident that I could somehow manage to do it all. It was like I'd completely forgotten why I went on hiatus in the first place. And now, predictably, I find myself back at the same place I was when I first concluded that I needed to go on hiatus, because I can't do it all. And now, thanks to this scribble business, I've got more to do than ever. So first things first, I have to get my missing podcasts back up and active again. I have to get the Underwood and Finch saga feed up. You know, I've got Lovecraft up. I've got much of Underwood and Finch in my personal podcast feed. But, you know, I'm getting there with that. I have to get Underground edited and out as an ebook and an audiobook, and I have to get Legion written in its first draft. Because once you've got a first draft, you know where you're going. You know what all the twists and turns are. There's no surprises. You don't get to chapter 25 and realize that, oh crap, you know, I should have put a getaway car in chapter 10. So as now in chapter 25, the getaway car is waiting for them. You need to have a whole first draft, really, if you're gonna do it right. And the thing is, Legion is a really complex and twisty story because it's got to tie everything up, and there's too much in there to go wrong. Now, I'm sorry to have gone on hiatus and then come back from hiatus, and now to have to go back on hiatus again like this. It would have been far kinder and much better to have just stayed there on hiatus. But, you know, what can I say? I'm human. I make mistakes, same as you and everybody else. I console myself with the knowledge that I did it because I thought it would make people happy. But, you know, of course, to give something only to then take it away again is not going to make anyone happy, quite the opposite. And so, again, I apologize sincerely. But I do have to go back on hiatus, and this time I'm sticking to it. And I must be clear, because I don't think I was last time, this is going to take me 6 months to a year. So please don't message me after a few months and ask me if I'm finished yet or when is the next episode, because that just makes me feel guilty and tempts me to end the hiatus when I should be sticking to it. So yeah, to be clear, this means no Underwood and Flinch Legion and no Still of the Night either. I hate to have to do this and have to tell you that I have to do this, but I wanted to give you the heads up, as it were, before April, because I know many of you will want to either lower or cancel your pledges. I would prefer it if you lowered your pledge rather than, you know, cancelling it, because that way you can stay a patron and we can stay in contact. And when I do return to active Underwood and Flinch podcasting, you will still be here and you can increase your pledge again to get the episodes. But if you don't want to do that and you want to go, then I completely understand. Just, you know, be sure to check back with my Patreon page again in 6 months' time to see developments. And hopefully, once I'm rolling again, then we can pick up where we left off. So, for those of you who choose to stay, I will post monthly, as in one podcast a month, updates available at all pledge levels. So whatever your pledge level, you can stay apprised of developments here at my end. But there will not be, you know, those kind of random, sometimes weekly updates or special episodes at the $10 level and whatnot. Because doing those hiatus podcasts last time, that was another mistake. It was a time-consuming mistake. I should have just stuck to the editing and writing. And this time I will. So yeah, that's it. That's the plan. I don't want to go on hiatus, but if I want to get everything done that I have to get done in the time I need to have it done by, I really do have to do it. Because, you know, this TV show thing, it really does kind of look like it's going to happen. The Hollywood studio now has a UK production company to partner with in making the series. We have a writer attached, sort of. Like none of this is set in stone yet, but that is hopefully not too far away. And then when these things are finalised, you know, when the people are all contracted and whatnot, the writer will move on to the stage of outlining the sort of the TV show and then pitching it to networks, you know, the Netflixes and the Amazon Primes and, you know, what have you. And if we get a deal, and I'm sort of cautiously optimistic that we will, Underwood and Flinch, the TV series, will be announced. So when that happens, if that happens, I mean, you know, you've got to keep your feet on the ground. If it happens, then there's going to be a big surge of interest in Underwood and Flinch. And I need to have all the podcasts and the audiobooks, etc., in place and ready to be found and listened to. I mean, can you imagine if I didn't? God. There'd be all that interest and, you know, all these people would go to the website and there would be nothing there. So this is obviously why I have this great sense of urgency to get everything in place. I mean, obviously, again, it's important that these things are there anyway, but the prospect of a TV show announcement makes it all the more pressing. But anyway, you know this. I've talked about it before and it's obvious, isn't it? So I'll wind this up. For those of you who wish to sign off from my Patreon, thank you for your support to date. I hope that we can resume our Underwood and Flinch adventure together somewhere down the road. As I say, check back in with me in the months ahead. And for those who choose to stay, hopefully that's you, listener. As I said the last time I had to do this, I love you and thank you so much. If all goes well, this may be the year that Underwood and Flinch finally makes its mark on planet Earth. And I'm honoured to have you here with me when, if it does. And so that brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening, and especially thank you for being a patron. But from me for now, until the moon rises again, take care and farewell.